Unit 4, Quiz B.
On today's show, we're talking about fear. That's right. We're talking about all those things that frighten you so much you just want to hide under your bed. With me in the studio are my guests, Fatima from Seattle and Ben from Atlanta. Welcome, everybody. Fatima, you first. What is frightening for you?
Thanks for having me on the show. Have you heard today's news? It's shocking. There's going to be a huge storm this weekend. It's going to rain really hard, and they say trees are probably going to fall down. That's frightening to me.
Yes, I did hear that this morning on the radio. Okay, so you're scared of storms. I understand that. They are scary. Try not to be frightened. It probably won't be that bad.
That's nice of you. I really don't like storms. I feel embarrassed about it, though. Do I sound like a little kid?
No, of course not. Everyone's scared of something, right?
I guess.
Ben, how about you? Are you frightened of storms, or does something else make you run and hide?
Me? No, I'm okay with storms. I'm not frightened of many things, but here's an amusing story, and it's true. I know someone who's scared of peanut butter.
What? I don't think that can be true. What's frightening about peanut butter?
Ben, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. It's true. Apparently, some people get scared because peanut butter gets stuck in your mouth. No, really. There's even a special name for that fear. It's arachibutyrophobia.
That's crazy. But I think you're right. I'm amused. I can't even say that word. I'm going to look it up in the dictionary right now. Just a minute.
I've got my phone right here. Yes, here it is. You see, fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
I'm telling everybody about that as soon as I get home. That's so funny. Okay, maybe I feel better about the storm now.
You don't need to tell anyone about our new word. Everybody watches this show, so they already know.